Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 51.
Playground collectibles.
Yes, and I wonder what you in the audience used to collect, if you even did. Some people did and some people didn't, but we'll get to that. Anyway, before we do that, it's a cold and wet week here in London, but your week was a bit better than just the weather, wasn't it?
My week?
Yeah. Something happened last week. You've already forgotten it because it was...
Oh, well, my birthday.
Exactly.
Yes. Had my birthday, which was lovely. I got very spoiled, especially by our children.
You did.
Especially by Alice, which was lovely. And we had just a bit of a quiet day, actually. I didn't want to. Been super busy. So we just hung out at home, which was really nice. And we spent the evening rewatching our videos that we'd taken from our cruise.
That was nice, actually.
That was really nice. And then another celebration with my parents and my sister the next day. And then it's just been a busy week of making sure the kids are ready to go back to school.
Which they have.
Today is the day. Today's Thursday. We're recording on a Thursday again. So they have gone off today.
It's the first day back, isn't it? For both of them, as opposed to just one of them.
Yeah, both gone. So the house is back to quiet.
It's actually a bit weird.
It is.
After such a long time.
Because even when they've slept in late, you still sort of feel their presence, don't you?
Yeah.
You just know that they're there.
And I've always said to you guys that when you come back and I've been here all day, the house immediately warms up a little bit, even if we're in separate rooms.
Yeah.
So it's a real thing. And it feels colder and lonelier today. I can tell you that because I've been here by myself for the last hour or so. Mm. And it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. I'm gone. Yeah. But yeah.
And as we head more into the winter, it's going to have more of these, we're going to have more of these cold days and.
Yeah, it's actually warm in the sun. It's just we've had a crazy amount of rain the last, 3-4 days.
Yeah. And I'm not in the sun.
And you're not in the sun. No, that's it. Yeah.
My week wasn't very exciting. It was actually super quiet. It wasn't bad or anything. It was just quiet. I have nothing really to report. I mean, I did do a little video over the weekend of me swapping RAM in 3 minutes just to show that, hey, blind people can mess with computers too. That was fun. Yeah. Apart from that, haven't done much at all. It's been very relaxed, very quiet. It's all right. After a busy summer, it's quite nice, perhaps.
Yeah.
We shall see. So, no one, I don't think, was able to get the quiz question last week. Lots of views on last week's podcast, but only one comment. It was Garrett who left us a comment in Cockney rhyming slang, which
yes.
I was unable to parse fully. I think you read it.
I did, yeah. It was very cool, very clever.
But I think I might need a translation at some point. Maybe you can edit it. Or addendum. Yeah. Maybe bob it.
Yeah, so last week's quiz question. What is the study of mushrooms called?
Was it multiple choice or was it just the question?
No, it was just the question.
Fungology.
That would be really cool if it was.
It's actually
mycology.
Mycology. Well, where's Mike and why does he get to study mushrooms?
But it's like mycology.
Yourcology?
Mycology, not yourcology.
Right.
Fair
enough.
Yeah. And the question for this week is, what colour is the tongue of a giraffe?
So random, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like some kind of psychedelic trip you can... find out and let us know.
Go to the zoo, visit the giraffes, see if you can figure it out.
Yes. All right then, so what's our discussion topic this week?
So, this is about collectibles, and I thought we would mainly talk about things that we would collect in the playground as kids.
Yeah.
But it all kind of stemmed from an article that I read this morning about Labubus.
Oh my God.
Now, if you don't know what a Labubu is...
it sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous.
Spell it for the listeners, because I have to write this out in the subtitles.
Labubus.
Right.
If it's plurals, the
if
Labubus.
It's plural.
So they're little troll-like dolls, I guess, that were created by Pop Mart. And
is that some store I don't know about?
I think it's a, is it a TV thing? Let me just Pop Mart. Tell I did not do my research. It's a market leading player in character based entertainment. So basically it's just a brand that makes character toys, I guess.
I see.
And I think these ones came from a TV show called The Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're part of that. I believe I'm might be getting all of this wrong, but this is what I think.
Okay.
Anyway, they're these kind of like little troll-like elfish creature things that mainly they're about sort of 15 centimeters, mostly on a key ring. And they started off just being like a key ring that people would hang on their bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was... So even though they've been around since 2019, it wasn't until like the end of last year, really, that they got very popular. And it was a woman who is part of the K-pop group Blackpink.
Right.
And I think she had one hooked onto her bag and was in an interview promoting it with Vanity Fair, which is a big...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Big magazine. So that kind of, you know... became very popular. And then other people, so like the singer Dua Lipa and Rihanna, they were also seen with them last year on their bags. So it's just become sort of more and more popular. And I feel like as a society, people are always looking for the next big thing that they can buy.
Right.
Like everybody is wanting, even adults now. Like when we were younger, it was just kids. But now as adults, there's always, what is the next thing to collect? Well, and sort of almost actually, brag about the fact that you have
multiples of this. This actually goes down quite a rabbit hole that I did not even consider.
Yeah.
Because you could start, right, in our 20s, showing our ages, with the introduction of phones, really, big time, right? Have you got the latest phone or the latest Android or iPhone?
Yeah.
Not collectible necessarily, but the next big thing.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I think because, I mean, I'll finish talking about the Labubus, but it did just make me think, what is it about collecting that we as people find so fascinating? Like, what is it that drives us to do that? Is it just because everybody else is doing it, so we feel like we should do it? Or... it is the FOMO, the fear of missing out, but also that thing of once you start collecting, you feel like you have to continue. But it, you know, the people that go to extreme lengths. So like with these Labubus, people were selling them for absolutely extreme amounts of money. People were stealing them. You know, to then sell on whatever, like they were insane to the point where some of the shops in the UK, and I'm not sure this was before they had to stop selling them for safety reasons because people were just swarming and just buying them all up. I don't think that's the case now. I think you can buy them, but there are people that buy them and then sell them, you know, on eBay and Vinted,
the scalpers,
and all of those kind of things.
They
exactly
always do these things
for hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Like, it's just insane. And then, of course, you've got the fake versions, which are really, really dangerous. Those are called Lafufus.
Oh, dear.
So...
thanks for that.
I know, but you need to know what they're called so you can look out for them.
No, I just have to edit the subtitles.
Lafufu.
Don't say it again.
No, I'm saying it so that you
I've got to do it again.
But it might pick it up, then you'll know. So they're made... where, you know, they're really dangerous, like the eyes can pop out, so they're dangerous if kids get hold of them. The dye and the materials that they're made out of can be toxic, And like, you know, they're not held to the same standards that the originals would be made of. But there is that thing of why are so many people mm-hmm. absolutely obsessed with them? I personally am not a fan. I find them a bit creepy looking. And I also would not spend that kind of money on something unless I really genuinely loved it.
Which
and that's the case. Don't. And these people say that they do and they want them and everything, but it just seems a bit much. It's a bit intense.
Let me take you back in time a little bit, because you, and I didn't know you were going to mention these before the episode, but you reminded me of something that you will know about. Beanie Babies.
Oh yeah, Beanie Babies.
Is that on your list?
Yeah.
Because
that's on my list.
It has come back around under a new name, essentially. They may look different.
Well,
and they may be different, but it's the same thing with a new name.
Yeah, the Jellycats. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
No, maybe that's yet another thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that's what you were saying, because Alice and I have become super keen on Jellycats at the moment.
You'll have to explain that one too.
Jellycats are, again, it's a brand. They've been around for a long time and sort of always been very popular, I believe, not to the extent of the Labubus. But they are just soft toys. They're just toys. But
yeah.
There are all different kinds. There are ones that they have made into, you know, like various different characters or shapes or whatever. So like, for instance, I bought Alice a broccoli one because she absolutely adores broccoli. And
she's my child?
Yeah, I know. You can get ones that there's one that's a bowl of porridge. And, you know, they have like then it's like a little soft bowl with porridge. And then it's got little legs and a little face. And they're just really cute. There's all kinds. There's dragons. There's bunny rabbits. There's the original cat.
Where's the noodle bowl?
The teddy bear. There is a noodle bowl that has, yeah, it's like a ramen.
Yeah, of course.
Bowl. I mean, literally, you can just say something and I'm sure that they've made it into, they have Halloween ones and Christmas ones and summery ones. And they set up at Selfridges a whole little shop where they did fish and chips. So you could get the fish and the chips, and they set it up to be like you're actually going into a fish and chip shop, and you would pick out your piece of fish and they would wrap it up like in the newspaper like it used to be. And
Selfridges, by the way, is supposed to be a very posh high-end store,
but these are expensive. These
and they have gone down the rabbit hole of madness. I don't know what is happening.
Popular, and you know, Alice and I really like them, but not to the extent where we would spend crazy amounts of money, and we only buy the ones that we really love. So she bought me one for my birthday, which I love him. He's a grumpy looking tortoise and he's just really cute. And I love that. And she's bought me one in the past that's a little love heart with a smiley face, a little arms and legs. And they sit on the bed and I love them. And she's got a couple.
Yeah.
But
you should
not
look up Beanie Babies though.
I remember the Beanie Babies. I had a couple and there was a big thing at the time that said, so the Beanie Babies were like smaller soft toys.
Right.
They were all, if I remember correctly, they all looked the same in that the shape of them was the same, but they're colouring and the print was different, and they sort of had little beans, I guess, inside, hence the name, mm-hmm. that kind of gave them a bit of a weight.
Well, the reason I mentioned them at all is because you'll speak of that first thing, reminded me of a documentary that I saw on YouTube from a channel called Magnates Media, and it was about Beanie Babies, and the exact same thing that you said happened in that case, where they had knockoff versions and they were dangerous, but the creator of the original Beanie Babies were like, let's pretend that they're collectible by saying that the stocks are running out and you need to get them now.
Yeah.
And he was very, very clever at business.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen this documentary, I highly encourage a watch, because it's just interesting business strategy that he used. So when you said about that, it just reminded me of this whole thing. Very interesting.
Just quickly, I just typed in Beanie Babies into Google because I wanted to just see if I was wrong about them all being the same shape, which I think I am. I think there's different ones. And it immediately came up with an eBay listing for a whole load of them, which I actually can't see how many there are. I mean, there's a lot of them. It looks like it could be like a full collection. I'm not sure. It doesn't even say. But they're on sale for £50,000.
So, collectibles, but not really.
Like, I don't know how many there are. There's a lot, but even so, £50,000.
So if you go to eBay and put in your favorite, your new favorite word, the one beginning with L, I can't even bring myself to say it.
Shall I say it?
You can say it.
Le boo-boos.
Sure thing. What comes
it's
up
not
when
my
you
favorite,
do that?
By the way. I don't like them or anything, but the word, the fact that it makes you so funny.
You might
there
find...
are reasonable priced ones there. And then I think it depends because, you know, like everything with collectibles.
What's
you
the most
get
expensive,
different...
though? I'm curious.
Okay, let's sort. If we
yeah,
do
come on, sort price, height to lowest.
Well, you can buy 50, like a whole pack, you know, of 50 ones.
Yes.
That's £12,000.
Wow.
There's the three it's wise not... Laboo-boos.
Crikey.
So, you know, the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Yes.
That's for just over 11,000.
Wow.
But
that's not the 50,000 of the beanies.
No. There is, funnily enough, when you put in Laboo-boo, you get some of the beanies. And there's a crab one, Claude the Crab, he's called. And he is incredibly rare, apparently. And he's going for £5,000. There's another ultra rare Laboo-boo for just under 5,000, 3,000. So I think...
My life.
I know. Can you imagine just having that kind of money to be able to spend on...
Things.
On these things. That, yeah, I don't know. It's just not my...
Not to my our thing. American listeners, come back with your own eBay search results. For whatever you find about these, I'd be very curious because it's deeply disturbing.
Yeah.
To me, by the way, I'm a tech guy, so this does not have any appeal whatsoever.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You would spend
the same amount,
hundreds of pounds, thousands if you needed to, on tech stuff. Other people, you know, this is what brings them joy.
I know.
And I guess that's the difference. But if we kind of go back to what we were originally going to talk about, which was things that we collected as kids in the playground. I think this is probably different for the two of us because I don't think you would have been interested necessarily in collecting, A, because I know you as a person.
Yeah.
But also maybe, you know, being blind, maybe that wouldn't have interested you. I don't know. I'd be interested if other people who listen, who are blind, if they collected things, if it was, or collected the same things that sighted people collected, like if they had any interest in that, I don't know.
You collected, didn't you? A bit.
Yeah, so, yeah, never like crazy, crazy. The one that really sticks out when I was quite little is the Pogs.
Yeah.
Which are...
I did get to see them.
Yeah, they're like these sort of little discs almost, and they had different pictures and things printed on them. And you played them as a game. So I think you had... I can't remember how you... Do you remember how you played it?
No, but all I remember is that I was given some in like essentially a film canister. And there were plastic ones. And then there was a big metal one on the top, which was apparently called the slammer.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think
know
you
that
were supposed to slam it down on the
from
other one.
A game that was played... which country was it, Hawaii or something like that, I probably got that really wrong, where they played with milk bottle
tops.
Tops, yeah, so I guess that's where the size comes from.
Actually, I've got a random question for you. Because I can't see it and the describer maybe doesn't have time to describe it, but in Squid Game,
yeah,
when they're recruiting, they play this game of dacha. Is it anything like that? Because you kind of have tiles and you flick it,
so that... Yeah, I don't actually know what the thing is made of. It almost looks like it's almost like a wallet, that kind of shape and size. And
Yeah, it's not small and round like a pog, but I just wondered if it's anything like...
Yeah, so it has that one on the floor and you have to slam it down, don't you, to flip it over?
That's what made me wonder.
Yeah, I think it's bigger and heavier. The pogs were small.
Yeah, they were. Because you could put them in a bag and stuff.
Yeah, and I sort of remember those kind of things being, you know, the issues at school, because the whole point, I guess a bit like marbles.
Yes.
Actually, our school went through that. This is primary school we're talking about.
Have marbles.
Yeah, we sort of had the marble phase. There was the pogs, and it was all about getting other people's, like winning other people's, I guess.
Yes.
Which, you know, when you're little kids can be problematic. So I'm sure at some point they were banned. Because you just have those kids going around winning everybody's.
Yeah, there were just some really,
you know, all these parents spending all this money on these things, and then, you know, their kids just happily losing them.
I mean, you know, there was Pokemon cards as well. And
there were Pokemon cards when we were young.
When we were
and
young,
then there
yeah.
were Pokemon cards that came back around.
Yeah, they did.
Jake had quite the collection.
He did, yeah.
They got banned, and all of those kind of collectible things got banned from their school because it was the same thing. And also kids were taking them out of other kids' bags. So they would bring, you know, hundreds of Pokemon cards, and some of them are worth a lot of money.
Yes.
And then they would be taken out of the bags, and you can never find who did that.
And in the US, you'd have baseball cards.
Baseball cards. Well, here we have football cards as well. That was a thing
I
for
guess
a while.
We do, don't we? I hadn't thought about that.
But again, not to the extent of these, but we do have those.
Kind of makes me wonder if anyone ever did like a Braille version of these kind of cards. I've never looked into it, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like you missed out on the collecting. Oh my gosh, there were Spice Girls cards. That's just come into my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have any?
Yeah. So you'd get, like with all the others, and you'd get a book or a magazine or whatever it was that you could put them into.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were the Spice Girls cards, and you would trade them with your friends, like if you had the same ones. And my little group of friends in primary school, we were all completely obsessed with the Spice Girls.
And spices.
Yeah. And we would like pretend to be them and sing their songs and stuff.
That's what you do.
That is what we did. And yeah, we had the Spice Girls cards. I remember that.
I think, thinking back, there was one thing I did like. It was these Tiger games. They were everywhere.
Tiger?
Yeah. So they were like little LCD games that you played, handheld things that had silly beeps and boops because, you know, games of the 80s were nothing like they are now.
I don't.
So there were a lot of those in the playground at some points.
Okay.
And
I don't remember those.
I didn't get any, but I did see a few friends that had them because I could play them by listening to the noises. So that was kind of my vague interest. It wasn't enough to get me to get any, but I do remember them.
What about the little trolls, the pencil toppers? Did you ever have or see those?
I think, yeah. I've seen pencils with them on. But not being someone who ever wrote with a pencil, I never had any.
True.
Myself.
That is true. Yo-yos.
I did, yeah, I had yo-yos. I had quite weighty
ones.
That
wasn't so much collectible as just a craze.
Everybody
had a yo-yo.
I never got very good at it, but I could do it.
I didn't. But there would be those people that could do all those tricks and fancy things.
Yeah.
And
hey, you
I remember
know,
you could get ones that lit up, that made noises, that were big, they were small. There was.
I remember one of the better ones I got, even though it was very light and made of plastic. Came out of a shredded wheat box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when you used to get a free toy with cereal.
My mum handed me it one day. She's like, here you go. I just found this in the cereal.
Oh.
I was like, oh, cool. I had that for quite a while, actually.
Mm.
Then I had a wooden one, which was more weighty.
Yeah.
Didn't get bad at controlling that. But the thing about yo-yos, if you've never seen one, was like a round thing on a string.
And the string winds up inside, so you'd...
Yeah, and really inside.
Roll it back up inside.
You could lose it inside.
Oh, that was the worst if you lost the end of the string inside the yo-yo and you couldn't then get it back out.
No, it was very bad.
That's really awful.
Because the knot wasn't big enough to stop it.
Yeah.
Don't see yo-yos anymore.
No, there was a time I remember when Jake was little, but it wasn't, again, anywhere near. I think because it was so much simpler.
Yes.
You know? Which makes us sound really old, but we didn't have phones and iPads and all of that when we were younger. So we did have these things to entertain ourselves.
And I think we stayed entertained for longer on the same thing.
Yeah, because
I mean,
this is like a whole other topic, isn't it? About the attention span of kids now and stuff like that. But yeah, we didn't have anywhere near what they do now. And even TV, you'd have kids TV, but up to a certain point, there weren't other channels.
No.
So it was all about, and on the weekends and holidays and stuff like that, the majority of the time, it was, will you occupy yourself?
So in 1996, you'd have been 10. Actually, you'd have been 9 when this came out. But do you remember Channel 5 being launched? Because it was like, wow, there's five channels
now. Yeah, I
have
a very, very vague memory of it, but yes.
Because I think the Spice Girls actually launched it or were on the launch party. You can find it on YouTube. Yeah, skim it. When you get a minute, skim the 5 launch party. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I think I mentioned this in my long time ago podcast. I was on the bus with my mum.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday as it launched. And it was like, hey, another channel. So, you know, there were all these boring things oftentimes, and the kids just didn't have a lot. I don't remember that 5 started out being kids in the mornings. Of course it is. Different kind of topic, but milkshake.
Now, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that.
Good times.
Going back then to the things and crazes in the playground, there was the Tamagotchis.
Oh my gosh. Nearly forgot about that.
I loved my Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I think had they been easier to use,
I don't think
done that
as a blind or even partially sighted person, they would have been.
They were really, really small screens.
They were really small. You only had a couple of buttons that you kind of would have to loop around and stuff. And yeah,
but they also felt quite ahead of their time, quite clever because they were, you know, digital, but in such a small device.
Yeah, I think that's what made them so exciting. You know, you had this little virtual creature that you had to take care of. I do remember, I think at least, you know, people would be bringing them into school and there wasn't really I don't think they had like a silence thing on them.
Oh, I doubt
it. You didn't
want
to leave them at home because if you left them all day, they would die. And that was really depressing because you'd come home and your little Tamagotchi would be lying dead with a cross above it and it would play the, that music. What is it? That little...
I don't even
death
know.
Death music thing. You would know it. I just
you mean
can't.
You mean the Death March? Surely it didn't play that to kids.
It did play like a little... How does it go, the Death March?
Doom, doom, doo-doo.
Yes. It would play it would play a little death song.
That's depressing, guys.
It was really sad.
For little
so
kids.
So that would be really upsetting. And then you'd have to like hatch a new one and all of that. So people would bring them to school. And so you'd be sitting in the classroom, you know, working away. And you'd just hear these little Tamagotchis.
But how did
about.
They not think about this?
I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe they did have a silence. I remember people having them and the sounds going off. It was also the Furbies.
Obviously.
Again, these are not like crazy collectibles or anything. It's just phases, I guess, that people went through.
Oh, they definitely came and went.
Oh, yeah. There's also the slap bracelets. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do. And they also had knockoffs, which were very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Sharp bits.
Yeah. They were, in case you don't know, like a long, straight, kind of almost like a ruler, I guess.
Yes.
But it was made out of plastic inside that would bend and wrap around whatever it touched. So you would straighten it out and then
slap it onto
your wrist and it would immediately wrap around the whole thing. And that was fine. They were fine, but they would hurt.
They were fine until they weren't fine.
Until they weren't fine.
You would get parts that would poke through the material. There was soft material on the outside.
Yeah.
And if the plastic or the metal inside, because some of the metal, well, they could do a lot of damage.
Mm.
I think they were banned.
There were these little football figures. I don't know if you ever saw them. They were of all the popular football players and... They had like slightly, they were made of plastic and they had like a little round base that they would stand on.
I think so.
Little tiny legs and body and then a bigger head.
Yeah, I think I did see some of those.
There was those. And then there was something called Monster in My Pocket, which were like these little plastic
Definitely
monsters.
Heard of that. Definitely. I think after our time a little bit, there were these things called hip clips, which were like one song on a tiny disc.
I don't know those.
I know that Techmoan's done a video on these.
Hip clips?
Yeah. Have a quick look it up.
Let me have a quick check.
Because they were really low quality music. I don't know if it was a full length song, but it was like a very strange device.
Oh my I see. I don't think I've ever seen them before.
I never got to see one. I'd like to have.
Yeah. Well, you can spend £50 on Amazon. Not Amazon, eBay, and get a Britney Spears one.
No, that's okay.
And then the last thing that I could think of, these weird little alien toys.
Right.
Do you remember them? They came in like an egg.
Yeah.
And they were like rubbery. And there was this.
I do.
Again, I think we've spoken about these when we did the episode about like things that parents would tell kids or things that you would hear and you would believe.
Right.
I can't remember what we called that episode now, but that one. But there was always that rumor that if you got two of them together and I think you put them in the fridge or you did something with them, they would make a baby.
Wow.
You know, rumors and all of that. But yeah, they were like these sort of sticky, slightly jelly-like
eggs, though.
Things. Eggs?
Speaking of things that come in eggs, what about Kinder eggs? Don't forget Kinder eggs.
Yeah.
I did like...
Another Kinder egg.
I got an amazing tiny car in a Kinder egg. And it, like, if the wheels moved.
If you were lucky, you'd get a really good little Kinder toy. Sometimes you'd get one that just, whatever you did, would never fit together. The pieces. Yeah, yeah. Our kids absolutely loved Kinder eggs.
I can see why. Mm. But I genuinely got a great car in one of those once. And it was everything to scale. And all the wheels properly moved and everything. You could, zoom it across the floor. And it was amazing. And it outlasted some of the way more expensive things that I had.
Yeah.
And it was heavy. You know, like, instead of just being light and plastic.
Yeah.
I loved that thing. Just remembered it now.
Nah,
so I would probably do that, yeah.
Good.
I would get my mum to get me Kinder chocolates.
Yeah.
You have to be careful with those, though, because kids would swallow them.
Well, that's the thing. I think, is it in the US that they're banned because of the plastic egg?
Maybe.
The inside? I'm sure I read that somewhere. Or somewhere they're definitely banned because of that reason. But yeah, you do have to be really careful with them. They're definitely not for... tiny kids.
And again, this comes back to people probably that don't have kids trying to make kids toys.
Yeah.
It's almost a silly form of virtue signaling, like, oh, I'm going to make something fun, but I won't consult anyone. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's all that I can remember.
I was
racking my brains.
It's all
I could find anyway as well. When I looked, I couldn't find anything else that, because we're talking more about just the 90s.
Because we don't know much beyond that point.
No, I mean, like, obviously our kids went to school, but the collecting that they had was mainly around the Pokemon cards.
Alice wouldn't have collected those.
No,
though.
Alice, I don't think she's really had anything like that she's collected as such.
No, I can't think of anything.
No.
It's interesting.
It's, yeah.
Not. So come on, spark a debate in the comments. What did you collect? What did you find fun? And, you know, if you're, dare I say, more mature than the 90s? Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, were there things that you collected before?
Yeah, tell us. Definitely want to know. There have to have been things that you collected in the playgrounds before that. Frisbees and things.
I think marbles is like a classic one, isn't it?
Very classic. I had a massive, massive tin full of them. And I had some magnets, and I would see which ones were magnetic. Because sometimes they were, weirdly.
Yeah.
I loved marbles. In fact, I loved my marble tin. It was a biscuit tin. And I used to take the lid off.
Everybody has a biscuit tin in their house that does not contain biscuits.
Well, ours usually contains cake.
That's not a biscuit tin. Or it feels like a biscuit tin, I suppose. But yeah.
Yeah.
That is the sort of classic. It's usually a sewing kit.
Okay.
You have, like, in the granny's house, there's that classic thing of you go to take a biscuit out of the biscuit tin that you think, and actually there's just a bunch of sewing needles and...
Oh, joy. You
know, yeah.
But I would take the lid off the marble tin, turn the lid upside down because it had a ring, and I would then spin a marble around the inside of the ring. It's good fun.
Also, if there's anybody that's listening that actually does collect
boo-boos,
maybe you could convince us why they're worth that amount of money, just out of interest, because I think they're a bit creepy looking, but you know,
is it primarily a female persuasion thing? What do you think?
I would say it's probably more, but there are a lot of men that collect these things, but I would guess it's probably more women that collect stuff like that.
Yeah.
if you looked at the statistics. But yeah.
I just wondered, really.
I mean, certainly in our house, you and Jake are not of that kind of, and I'm not just talking about laboo-boos, I mean just in general, sort of collecting cute things.
No.
You know, is not your thing.
There's only two cute things in this house. It's my wife and my daughter.
Aw, that's very cute.
That's me lot.
Yeah. But yeah, if you collect a laboo-boo, please let us know.
And if you collected anything when you were, or maybe you are.
Or now.
Still young.
What do you collect now? You know, there are some people who have that kind of personality, which just drives them to collect and want to finish a collection.
Yeah. I mean, I actually, going back before us, there would be stamps and coins.
Mm. Less so in the playground, but yes, I know what you mean.
No, no, that's a point, actually, but just that's collecting in general, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, coins can be worth a mint. Yes, see what I did there? But yeah, they can, if you find the right collection.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of money from money.
Definitely.
Okay, what's your strange news of the week?
So, my strange story is about an algae-powered robot fish.
That's really cool, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, so this was made in Australia by engineers that launched a coral bot. So the robotic fish is powered by photosynthetic algae. And it basically swims through the sea and glides through the reefs, and it detects any damage on the coral, where it's able to 3D print to help the coral restore.
I think that is such a cool
idea. It's amazing, isn't it? So obviously, what I couldn't quite understand is what it uses, because it wouldn't be plastic, because obviously plastic is not good for the sea, but I think it's a biochemical.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I couldn't fully understand that part, but it basically mimics the natural reef skeleton. Yeah. So that then the real coral can then anchor onto it and grow.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Because obviously, you know, we're all aware that the corals are damaged by people.
Always.
And what we do to the...
And when is this story from, by the way? Because I know we've been having a hard time, unfortunately, finding
these things. I think this is relatively recent.
If you have a really good source for a little bit quirky news stories, do let us know.
Oh, yes, please, because I am having issues. I think this is from like the last couple of months. It's certainly okay. Not an old story.
That's really
cool. Yeah, like in the last month or so, this has happened. But
that's
if you,
such a nice thing.
Yeah, it's. I think it's just absolutely fascinating.
Maybe, not now, but I mean, maybe you can find a video on YouTube somewhere and watch it.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Penny. Yes.
Woken up.
Yeah, she's come down. Hi. Yeah. So that is it for today.
I'm going to go and warm up because I was using my cup of tea as a hand warmer, but the tea is now finished. So I'm feeling a bit sad about that. But there we are. Thank you for listening as always. We'll be back next week. And if you have any topic ideas, let us know. Because sometimes it's really hard to think of things. But we want to bring you something fun each week.
I think because we just want to stay relevant and be interesting for you guys. So any feedback would be really great. If things that you don't like or that you do like.
Yes, absolutely.
Can, you know, try and keep up with that.
Is it time for another cuppa?
Yes, because it's gone really dark and I think it's about to rain.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you're new, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. And thank you for listening very much.